Maverick Early Readers. Clumpety Bump by Phil Alcock. Illustrated by Richard Watson. This is Green Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Clumpety Bump was a horse, a lazy horse, a very lazy horse. He didn't gallop. He didn't trot. But he loved eating apples. His owner, Wally Wobblebottom, liked to help people. He wished Clumpety would help him more. But Clumpety was too lazy. On Monday, Wally's friend, Mrs. Grumble, was ill. So he set off on Clumpety Bump to take her some grapes. Wally said, "Let's go across that field, Clumpety. Clippity clop, don't stop." But Clumpety Bump thought, "I can't be bothered." He nibbled the chewy, gooey grass instead. Wally jumped up and down, but he squashed the grapes. Splat! "Oh, no," he muttered. On Tuesday, Wally took some chocolates to his friend Jenny Penny. Wally shouted, "Let's go across the stream, Clumpety. Slippity slop, don't stop." But Clumpety Bump thought, "I can't be bothered." So he drank the dribbly, wibbly water instead. Splash! The chocolates floated away. "Oh, no!" cried Wally. On Wednesday, they took some homemade jam to Wally's friend, Tom Toe. Wally cried, "Let's go over that log, Clumpety. Zippity zop, don't stop." But Clumpety Bump thought, "I can't be bothered." He stopped to nibble some yummy, scrummy leaves. Ouch! Wally fell in some nettles, and the jam went everywhere. "Oh, no!" he yelled. "I've had enough, Clumpety," Wally shouted. "If you don't want to trot, gallop, or jump, you can stay at home." On Thursday, Wally wanted to take flowers to his friend, Anne Key, but he decided not to take Clumpety. He set off on his tractor instead. Brrm, brrm. but it got stuck in a big muddy puddle. Squelch, slurp, splosh. Wally tried to push it out, but he slipped. "Oh no," he groaned. "I should have brought Clumpety." He went home to find Clumpety. "I'm sorry I left you behind, Clumpety," said Wally. "But please, can you help me?" Clumpety grinned. He wanted Wally to be happy again. So, off they went. Clumpety galloped across the field and didn't stop to eat the chewy, gooey grass. He splashed across the stream and didn't stop to drink the dribbly, wibbly water. He jumped over the log and didn't stop to nibble the yummy, scrummy leaves. They soon reached Anne's house. "Hello, Anne," smiled Wally. "I've brought you some munch." "Oh no, Clumpety's eaten them." "Never mind," grinned Anne, kissing him on the cheek. "Do you want to fetch an apple for Clumpety?" "I can't be bothered," replied Wally. "Oh no," thought Clumpety. "Only joking," grinned Wally, and he gave Clumpety the crunchiest, munchiest apple ever. Clumpety Bump was a horse. A lively horse. A very lively horse. He liked trotting, jumping, and galloping, and helping Wally. And most of all, he loved eating apples. The end.